On a Thursday morning, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. You see the pictures in the society pages, photos of a socialite or business leader smiling at a charity gala. These events generally raise money for worthy causes, and most of the donors get a tax break for buying a ticket, a deduction for donating. That's how much of philanthropic giving works in this country. But one way President Obama hopes to reduce the budget deficit is by limiting those charitable deductions for people in the top income bracket. Charities worry this will discourage people from giving. Others are not so sure. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this report.
Americans are generous. Over $300 billion in charitable contributions were made by corporations, individuals, and foundations in 2009, according to Giving USA. The environment, education, healthcare, the arts.
The charitable sector is a very large sector.
Diana Aviv is head of Independent Sector, which lobbies on behalf of charities and nonprofits.
We've got 1 million charities, we've got 12 million full-time employees, our collective budgets add up to about $1 trillion.
And tax breaks make it cheaper for many people to give to these charities. But making it cheaper comes at a cost. Leonard Berman, a professor at Syracuse University, estimates the charitable deduction for 2011 will cost the federal government $49 billion.
It's not an insignificant amount of money.
Berman, a co-founder of the Tax Policy Center, says the charity deduction is like a lot of deductions. It provides the biggest breaks to the wealthiest donors. And that's why President Obama is going after it. His proposal would give them less of a tax break on their donations.
The logic behind it is basically this, you know, why should millionaires get a much bigger subsidy on their charitable contributions than people with modest incomes?
The charity deduction is a huge sacred cow. To some, it's a subsidy. To others, it's an incentive for people to give to nonprofits that provide services government either can't or won't. President Obama also tried and failed to reduce the value of charitable deductions about 2 years ago.
Some are concerned that this will dramatically reduce charitable giving, for example, but statistics show that's not true.
The last time something similar happened was in the 1980s under President Reagan. Then, as now, nonprofits feared the worst. But overall giving stayed about the same. Leonard Berman believes that's what would happen this time around.
You would expect it to have a small negative effect on charitable contributions, but it's not going to be the end of the world for the philanthropic sector.
But not all nonprofits are created equal. The donor calculus is different for poverty or environmental organizations than it is for the arts. Arts organizations rely heavily on wealthy donors, and they're the ones who would be most affected by changes to the charity deduction. Una Osili is a director at the Center for Philanthropy at Indiana University.
High net worth donors disproportionately are more likely to give to the arts.
Osili says about 70% of wealthy donors report making gifts to arts organizations, as opposed to 8% of the general population. But why did those wealthy donors give? Ed Zakreski is chief development officer for the Shakespeare Theater Company in Washington, D.C.
I've never heard in any conversation with any donor that the tax deduction is a primary motivation for giving.
Still, Zakreski does not like the president's proposal.
It seems to me that what that proposal would do is punish those taxpayers who are charitable and selfless and not take anything away from those who are selfish and are not giving away to charity.
As one donor told me, I don't give to charity in order to get the deduction, but I'll take it if it's there. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.